Listen to more news from WBEZ anytime on the WBEZ app. Start each day informed. Tap and listen live or on demand. Available on iOS and Android.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago's top cop says more needs to be done to protect police and the public. Superintendent Larry Snelling attended his second officer funeral yesterday in less than 7 months. Officer Enrique Martinez was laid to rest 2 weeks after being gunned down during a traffic stop on the city's south side. The man charged with the killing was a felon who allegedly used a switch to convert his handgun into an automatic weapon. Snelling says both problems need to be addressed.
We need tougher laws when it comes to dealing with people who are building weapons to take lives in mass. We need to do a better job of holding those accountable who are repeat offenders of violent crime.
Martinez was 26. Jurors in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean got their first glimpse of something called the Magic Lobbyist List. A former FBI agent yesterday was on the stand to talk about a 2019 search warrant on McLean's downstate home. Agents focused on the trunk of McLean's car. Inside was a handwritten roster of Madigan-favored lobbyists written on hotel stationery known as the Magic Lobbyist List. McLean allegedly wanted this group to have first dibs on lucrative lobbying work, part of the alleged criminal enterprise prosecutors say Madigan and McLean headed. Under cross-examination, McLean's lawyer got the agent to acknowledge finding no records showing Madigan traded votes for no work ComEd jobs for his cronies. Lawmakers in Springfield know state employee pension systems need fixing, but they're still trying to figure out how. State workers who started in 2011 or later receive benefits from a second lower tier. But Tier 2 employees could get fewer benefits upon retirement than Social Security would offer, which runs afoul of, quote, safe harbor rules. Governor J.B. Pritzker thinks a fix could cost more than $5 billion over the next 20 years.
Of course, that would be paid over time, so it's not something that, you know, needs to get done exactly in the next session.
House Republican leader Tony McCombie says they're ready to work on it.
Our caucus certainly supports a safe harbor fix. It's just going to be the devil in the details on that.
A bill to address the problems was introduced last week, but it's unlikely lawmakers will pass it by the end of this week when their annual fall session ends. After another last-second heartbreaking loss, the Chicago Bears are desperate to find a way to get back in the win column. A promising 4-2 start has spiraled into a 4-6 record, with the team on the outside looking in at the playoffs. Head coach Matt Eberflus says it's on him to rally the team together.
I know we've lost 4 in a row. Two of those have been, you know, heartbreakers. I understand that. But again, I told the guys at the team meeting about mental toughness is at a premium right now. And you got to have mental toughness. You got to have confidence in your ability to get this thing done. And I believe in those guys in the room.
The Bears did receive a bit of positive news as guard Tevin Jenkins has a chance to return to the lineup next week after missing Sunday's game and much of the game prior with an ankle injury. The team will need all the help they can get as the schedule does not get any easier from here. Next up is the 8-2 Minnesota Vikings. Some more things you should know today. A Darien woman has been charged with hate crimes after an altercation at a suburban Panera Bread was caught on video this weekend. DuPage County authorities say the video shows Alexandra Sestakowitz allegedly yelling expletives at a man for wearing a hoodie that contained the word Palestine and attempting to hit the cell phone recording the incident multiple times. She appeared in court yesterday morning and is charged with 2 counts of hate crime and 1 count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. In a statement, DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Berlin says, quote, "This type of behavior and the accompanying prejudice have no place in a civilized society." The Chicago Transit Authority is starting a new program as part of the Red Line Extension Project to remove financial barriers for far South Side residents. The Barrier Reduction Fund will pay up to $2,000 for job training, construction clothing, transportation, or other needs to eligible residents in the Extension Project area. Residents must be actively participating in one of 4 workforce assistance agency programs that partner with the CTA to be eligible for the fund. Chicago could see the first snow of the season this week. The National Weather Service says colder air will likely bring our first snowflakes of the season tomorrow night into Thursday morning. The good news, accumulation is unlikely. The service says the snow won't stick on the ground very long. But more immediately, today we're expecting cloudy skies to become mostly sunny this afternoon and a high of 63 degrees. That's it for the rundown. If you like us, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for tuning in.